We start with cricket and a draw that was a bore. Another century from Steve Smith made sure Australia avoided defeat and made sure England didn't win either in the fourth Ashes test in Melbourne. Of more concern after the match, though, was the pitch that led to such a result. Both Australian captain Smith and his England counterpart Joe Root agreeing the pitch was not up to standard. Smith says the Melbourne cricket ground surface was so lifeless, the match would likely have still ended in a draw if the match lasted an entire week.
I think it just needs to do something. It hasn't changed over 5 days, and I'd say if we were playing for the next couple of days, it probably wouldn't change at all either.
Even though they have already regained the Ashes, Australia is clearly expecting and hoping for a more lively pitch for the fifth and final test match of the series, which starts in Sydney on the 4th of January. They've added another spin bowler in Ashton Agar to their squad for that match. Unsurprising, given Sydney's reputation as a venue that is favourable to spin bowlers, but also especially relevant after the failure of the pitch to disintegrate in Melbourne led in part to the boring finale to that test match. But the Ashes isn't the only cricket running in Australia at the moment. The 2020 Big Bash League is once again drawing big television audiences and big crowds. The Sydney Thunder have started the season with 2 wins and 2 losses from their first 4 games. Their second win came this past weekend in Hobart at the expense of the bottom of the table Hobart Hurricanes. A large degree of the thanks for that can go to English import Joss Butler, who scored 67 runs for them opening the batting. He's told Channel 10 the key to his and the team's good performance was more mental than physical.
Yeah, a great team performance. I think personally, staying a little bit calmer, gave myself a bit of time, tried to get into my innings a bit. I think maybe been a bit guilty of trying to get ahead of myself.
In football, Melbourne Victory will go into 2018 in third spot on the A-League ladder after defeating the second-place Newcastle Jets 2-1. Whilst they're still a long way away from first-place Sydney FC, who thrashed Perth 6-0 this past weekend, they're showing improvement. Victory have achieved victory in their last 3 matches after winning only 2 of their first 10 matches to start the A-League season. Victory coach Kevin Muscat says this latest win is just part of an overall process.
We're just, you know, chipping away and building, you know, and I thought tonight was another step in the right direction. We'll analyse ourselves and, you know, there were certain things that, we thought were important to us this week, you know, as a team and within our game plan, within our structure, and we'll analyse those.
And in the English Premier League, Liverpool's Mohamed Salah just keeps on producing. After a defensive error put Liverpool 1-0 behind to Leicester within 3 minutes, Salah scored 2 goals in the second half to rescue the game for Liverpool, giving them a 2-1 win. Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp says the persistence of Salah and the whole Liverpool team is what he admires most.
He will never stop. I think the two biggest chances here in the first half. And he missed staying in the game. That's the real deal. And I'm really, really happy for him, happy for the team.
Salah now has 18 goals this season in the Premier League.